What's up? It's Miguel with Sales Talk. Once again, guys, every single Tuesday, 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 o'clock Eastern, you can find me on Tuesday Sales Talk, where we discuss just different topics, ideas, sales strategies from any and all industries. The dial-in number for that is 302-202-1110. You enter PIN 421-366. Again, 302-202-1110. PIN 421-366. Today I'm going to be talking about how human beings are predictable. So this is more so the retail sales, but again, it does work door to door. But inside retail, right, almost as a reflex, customers give you the I'm not interested, the Heisman, so to speak. And again, it's not that they're not interested in what you're doing. Often they say, I'm not interested, even before they even know what you're doing. They just assume that you're trying to sell them something. And again, customers love to buy, but they hate to be sold. They hate the idea of getting stopped and being pushed a product or an idea or a service on them that they have no interest in, right? So the biggest way to get a customer stop inside retail is understanding your second greet. Again, you know, you could say anything. It could be humor. You could offer them a lotto ticket, right? No, thank you. Not interested. We get it all the time. And again, it's a reflex. It's not against you. It's just what they're trained to do. They walk out of a grocery store, somebody asking for change, right? It's just no. It's a reflex. So one of the ways to go around that is just the second greet. So right away, it's a feeling, it's a reaction. You know, they give you the no, they give you the Heisman, they give you the not interested, they give you the no thank you, right? What do you do after that? It's the second approach. One, it's hard to be rude. It's hard to be mean to a person with good energy and a big smile. So one, it starts with that. But I refer to this as the second greet. It's the what you do after that that's going to get you more stops. We know we're in sales, and if you're in retail, you're in retail because the law of averages are more in your favor. You could go door to door and you could get their attention, right? You get more of their attention, more of their focus, but you don't get the LOAs you get inside retail. So in retail, if you want to increase or be able to leverage, right, the best, if you want to leverage the advantage of being inside retail, get stops. And you do that with your second greet. I'm not interested, right? You could laugh at them, go, hey, whoa, all right? I didn't mean that. I'm not single, right? You could joke with them. But often I just attempt even the same second greet. No, really, check this out. 1 second. It's the second greet that gets them to stop, and you do something that other people don't do. When they walk into Costco or Walmart or Sam's Club or Home Depot, focus on your second greets. What do you do after they tell you I'm not interested? Hey, real quick, ma'am, I'll show you how this works. Right? Turn and burn. Get their attention. Be assertive. Be confident. Don't ask and take charge.